So Simon Samach. Vav, right?
Yes, well.
Okay, the first little bit of tonight's is not really Nageya. I mean, Bez Hashem and another some 20 some odd, no, like 18 years. Birchas HaChama. Araya, Chama B'Tkufa Saw. If you see the sun and it's Tkufa. Meaning, what does that mean? That means when the sun gets to the spot where it was when it was originally created by Sheshis Mei Bereshis. That's basically what it is. That's about the extent of my knowledge of that. Vehi michav ches al chav ches shana. It's every 28 years. Shetkufas Nisan oz betchilas lel dalet. And that's because we know that the sun is created on the Tuesday night. Mevarchin, whatever Tuesday, Wednesday, right? Mevarchin b'yom dalet b'boikers. You make this bracha on that Wednesday morning. She's a rachas baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. Oisem ma'aseh v'reishis v'kodem bracha yeshlamar ha'mizmor haluka halu as Hashem in Hashemayim v'achar kach emrim ha'bracha v'achar kach keladon ad v'chayas ha'kodesh v'achar kach mizmor Hashemayim esav v'kavod kel v'achar kach alinu l'shabeach v'kadesh kerem shlam v'shem ha'goin v'achasam sofer. Fine. Zion. Lechatchila, yesh levarach b'boker miyad v'netzachama. You make the bracha immediately. Shum dezriza makdim l'mitzvah. B'toiv, im efshel levarach b'asifas am, better to do it with a bigger crowd. Shum derovam handras melech. Yesh lehachriz b'yom shelefanu l'man yedu l'sasif. I don't think that's necessary nowadays to make an announcement that everybody should know. It's, you know, it's out there way before. V'im yefshel l'sasif take up a b'boker, but let's say for whatever reason you can't gather. Don't push it off. Everybody should make the bracha themselves when they see the sun come up. That's a big tumult right there. What has more priorities? Reason makdimin to do the mitzvah earlier, or roiv am? This is very negated to when to make a bris, because many times people make brisim in the morning. It's reason makdimin, even though they have a bigger crowd in the afternoon, or at night, really, like in the summer. You make a bris at 8 o'clock at night, you'll have a much bigger crowd than when you make it at 6 o'clock in the morning. But Zrizin Makdimin comes first. Although, of course, there are those that disagree and say Rabam is better. But the evidence, like Berach Babaiker, and but the evidence, if you didn't make a brach in the morning, Yochel Baruch Ach Gimel Shoyz Alayim, till 3 hours of the day, but Shasatrak Ad Chatzoyz Ayim, Shasatrak until Chatzoyz. Lachain and Babaiker, Yesh Anonim Hamachasamoysa, if there's clouds in the morning, wait until Chatzos. Maybe the clouds will break and you make the Baruch Hashem Malchus. And if it's that, then you make the bracha without Shema Malchus because you're still benefiting from the sun because it's light outside. Shnas Kiddush Hachama Hoyse Shnas Tofresh Chof Tes. That was in Tofresh Chof Tes. That's what he's saying. The Kitzur is telling you when it is. Right. And what year is that? Tofresh Chof Tes is 1869. See, Emir Tzashem, he says, he's saying it was in 1869. And see, Emir Tzashem, Bishnas Tofresh Nun Zayin, which is 1897. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was written somewhere in between those two spots. Yiratzen shenis galar shivas yimei bereishis. He says Yiratzen that we should be zayicha to see the aur of the shivas yimei bereishis. Ches mishasal haKadosh Baruch Hu neis shaloi b'derech hateva. Let's say Hashem made an out of the norm neis. Kishirayas amakam shenasa shaloi sham neis. When you see the place where the neis happened, Baruch Baruch Ata Hashem lekinam el chelam shasali neis makam hazeh. It's in the yana diyoma, right? I don't know if anybody heard, but that plane flipped over. In Toronto, somebody told me about in yeshiva today, so flipped over in Toronto. I don't know, is that they all survived? Is that a nes mestama? I would say it's a nes shalei derech hateva. I'm assuming. I don't know how it flipped over, but chayra, that would be a nes shalei derech hateva. V'gam benoi uben benoi, and not only that, but the children and the grandchildren. Afilu oizem shenodu koydim shenasa nes. Even those that were born before the nes, which means that the nace has no effect on them, meaning the ones that were born after the nace, you'd say, okay, so they can make this bracha because they wouldn't be born if this grandfather would have died. But the ones that were born before, say, why should they make the bracha? But they can also make the bracha gam kain, Mevarchim. Ketzem mevarchim. Benoim mevarch shasal neis laavi b'makom hazeh. The son says that. B'mheim rabim aymrim le'avinu. Ben benoim aymrim la'avaysai. B'mheim rabim aymrim la'avayseinu. Umi shanasal le'nisim harbe. B'adhi alechem mikolam makom hazeh. Let's say somebody had a lot of nisim. So when he gets to one of those places, shanasal le'nis, tzarech la'asker kol shara makom hazeh. Meaning, let's say a guy had two nisim. So when you make the bracha, when you get to one of the places you had a nes, you mention all the other nisim too. V'yichlo kulam b'bracha achas, and they're all included in one bracha. V'yayim esh osali nes b'makam hazeh u'makam pleini. V'chein banav maskirin kol shar makamis, and the children also mention all the places. Okay, that so far is how that this last halacha is sometimes negeya. Hopefully it won't be negeya to anybody because we're not interested in having to go through situations that require nisim. Test. Aray chacham gadol b'Torah miYisrael. Somebody who you see a big talmud chacham. Mevarach baruch ata Hashem lekinam alachlam shechalak mechachmasi li reyov, where he gives out his chachma to those that fear him. Right, and then also you can make shechiyonu. Now, why does he say this baracha? Shechalak mechachmasi lefi sheYisrael him chelak elikay elikay eliki. Klai Yisrael is a portion of Hashem. They're connected to Him. L'chein oimer shecholak. That's why we say shecholak. Masha'en kein, aroya chacham gadol b'chachmas ha'olam, mi'umas ha'olam. Let's say you see a really bright person who's not Jewish. Mevarach baruch ata Hashem, l'kenu ma'alachem shanosan mechachmasay l'basar v'dam. See, there he doesn't use a lashon. We don't use a lashon of cholak. That Hashem is giving a chelik, gave a chelik of him to this Talmud Chacham. Hashem just made him smart. That's why we make a bracha that way. You see a king. Even if you don't see the actual king, meaning you just see the whole pomp and circumstance. This was the Negea when the English king, whatever his name was, became king. So people were talking about going over there, even if he didn't see him himself. You see the whole situation, you can make the bracha. But some of you varach b'leishim b'malchus, somebody who's blind, can make this bracha without Hashem's name. Mitzvah l'shtadol l'ris b'chvoid melachim, and it's a mitzvah to try and find and look for the kavod melachim, so that you'll see what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes. If you've already seen it once, the whole situation around the king, then don't be mevatel Torah. Unless it's going to be with a lot more, you know, pomp and circumstance, like we said, then you should go. It sounds like you should be mevatel from your Torah to go see something like this, which is quite interesting. Now, what is a king? The question is nowadays, who exactly is defined as a king? Does it mean the president? So it seems like the Pesukim can say it has to be somebody who can actually kill or pardon. So those are all part of the clairs, whether the U.S. president has that power, doesn't have that power. Fine. Yudal, Haroya Kivri Yisrael. Somebody sees Kivri, so Mavarach Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekenu Malach Olam, Asher Yotzer Eschem Badin, and then you say, Mechal Kachayim, etc. V'al Kivri, Akam Oimer, Busha Imchem, Ba'oid Chofro Yolodaschem, Hine Achris Goyim Midbar Tziya V'areva, which is not a very positive pasuk about Goyim. That's basically saying that they're dug in the ground and there's nothing to them, and yeah. Yudbeis, Kol Birchas Ariyah and Eskaris, all the birchas aria that we mentioned, imchazav arayz on hadvaram ba'atzma, if you go see them again, einachaz mevarach elim ken haya bein ria l'ria lamed yom, unless there was already 30 days have elapsed. Tainu chutz miyom ha'ria ha'rishayna v'chutz miyom ha'ria ha'zayz, yiyu lamed yom. Meaning you need 30 days in between. So it's really, you need 32 days. You need day one, doesn't count towards the 30. You start day 30, count on day two. And then it finishes on day 31. But if you see something which the same like kazeh like this that you've seen already, going melech acher ukvarim acher, meaning there it's a similar thing but different, like a different king or different graves, then you make the bracha within 30 days. As far as I know, we don't do that. Somebody is by a cemetery and then within 30 days goes to a different cemetery. I think we're not noyig to make the bracha. Yud Gimel, and this is why a lot of these brachas nowadays get adjusted, because Araya Kushi, somebody you see is somebody who's black, Vigicher, Dainu Shu Adam Harbe, somebody who's very red, Baal Vavka, Dainu Shu Lavan Harbe, that would be an albino, Vikipeach, Dainu Shu Arich Vidak, he's very long and thin, Bananas is somebody who's a midget, Vadarkana is Dainu Mishu Mali Yabelas, he's full of boils. Psuye Rosh, Shakal Sarasa Dukazubazu, I don't know exactly what that is. Somebody whose hair is very flat. There's a pill and an elephant, a kaif is a monkey, Mavarak Barakata Hashem Kenamal Khilam, Mishana Brias, Baina Mavarak Alba Pam Harishain, Shashini Alab Godomai. You only make it the first time, meaning even if you haven't seen it in the 30 days, because then you're just so awed by it. But after that, you don't make it. So it's very hard to say that nowadays, same way we don't make a bracha on a shvarza, because we're so used to it. Then we don't make the bracha on these animals either. It's no, you know, it's no big shock when you see an elephant in a zoo or a monkey. So I would assume that we don't make these brachas anymore. If somebody would want to make these brachas, so then make it without what we call without shame or malchus. Say Baruch Atah. Mishana Brias or Baruch Atah Hashem and the Kenamel Mishana Brias, that type of thing. Okay. That's all, right? That's it, Naftali? That's what we're up to, yeah?
Yes.
All right. Everybody should have a fine night. Surah Tavis.
Have a good night.